This is the Capricorn FM podcast.
Of course, from 6 until 10 a.m. in the morning, we get restored, we get revived, and we get repositioned by worship. God has allowed us to pray, but also to give him worship. Nothing like giving him praise. And from 9 until 10, you and I get into an absolute moment of praise. Francesca Ricotto was born in Ilim and currently residing in Polokwane. She is married, has two wonderful children. A son is 5 years old and a newborn baby girl who is just 2 months old. First amongst her parents, three lovely daughters. She is the eldest, Nimakhadzi. That's where the bus stops, basically. She is an absolutely amazing woman of God, Christian, who grew up in the Pescatarian Church in South Africa, most commonly referred to as a Swiss Mission. At present, though, she's a member of Calvary Revival Center at Bungeni, where she started a musical career in 2021, serving as a worship team leader and currently just serving God with her talent and her gift. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, allow me, humor me as we welcome Francesca Ricotto. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
We are blessed and highly favored. Yeah. I'll avoid eye contact because of the conversation we had before we went on air. But allow me to just honor you as you honor us in studio. What a journey you've had in the musical industry. What a history. Where did this journey start? Where did it all begin?
Well, I've always loved singing.
Sure.
But I never really got like a chance to showcase, if I may say, myself. But the only chance I could get, because I grew up in boarding school, so I'd attend church there. But whenever I went home on hostel weekends, I would go to my church, Evangelical Presbyterian Church in South Africa.
Hallelujah.
And would have like practice sessions, youth practice sessions on Fridays and Saturdays. And then whatever we practice on Saturdays would sing on Sunday at church. So yeah, that is my favorite thing.
Sure.
Going home. And yeah, also in boarding school would have like, I had a group of friends who would sing in the morning before classes started.
Sure.
So would have like a worship session, a mini worship session with my hostel mates.
Wonderful.
Back then in, I think, 10 years ago.
Yes. Sure, time flies, hey?
Yeah.
And congratulations on your newborn daughter. Well done. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
How has the transition been? I mean, from just trying to show nourishment and show presence to then ministering. I'm sure it's a big ask.
So far, I think it's been, I can't say it's been hard, no. It hasn't been hard. It's been a smooth transition, if I may say.
Oh, we thank God.
Yeah, because she's a very like sweet baby girl, so I'm able to go to church on Sundays.
Sure.
And yeah, sing.
Sure.
Yeah.
I mean, God has been amazing in your life. What role does having him close to you in your life when challenges arise? Is there a time in your life that God steps in and he just lets you know that, you know what, the rest you'll see, but I'm here now? When was that moment?
Well, I can't really say I have a moment, because I know he's always with me.
Sure.
Whether I'm happy, I'm celebrating, or I'm down, I know he's there with me. So yeah, he's always there with me. He's always there with me. It's just that I think when we face challenges, that's when like we need to know most that God is with us. So I can't. Okay, well, maybe I can mention my. I'm gonna go like a little bit personal. Mm. My pregnancy was a very hard one.
Sure.
So, I had to be reminded always that God is with me.
God is with me.
And I saw that He was with me because, as hard as it was, from the beginning. Mm. We made it to the end, oh. And I got my baby girl, and she's healthy, and oh. I'm also healthy. So hallelujah. I think that's a big thing for me.
Wow.
Yeah.
We thank God.
It's
big. We've invited you to come into the Revival Studios to influence the atmosphere with worship. Mm-hmm. What an honor, what a privilege it is. As we get into this first worship song, tell me a little bit about it. What does it mean to you?
Well, like I've mentioned now, that when you're with God, you're able to conquer anything. So the name of the song is Hidahlula. Hidahlula means will conquer.
Conquers.
Yes. So when you're with God, whatever you face, just know that you'll conquer. There's no way you won't conquer when you're with God. Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, Chopela Volume. Francesca Ricotto is in the building. Good morning.
Tino.
Producer starts to send heart and love emojis, then you know that a great session on hashtag Capricorn Live Revival is being served. Klikani Skwambani sends her love.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, a worship session like no other. Francesca Ricotto is in the building. In a short while, we're going to be talking about your highlights in the music industry, the single that you have released, and what the song means to you and for the generation and where we currently are as a nation. All that and more is going to be taking place in just a short while. Don't go nowhere. We have an amazing hashtag Capricorn Live Revival session, and you are just in time to find out about how Francesca Ricotto's music industry journey has been. How has it been for you? I mean, for many, we find that you start off at church, you discover that this talent that you have, you actually want to use it for God, you know? Mm-hmm. Then from there, the journey begins on how to find a recording company, and the journey continues. But how has it been for you personally?
It's been a smooth one, because I have my producer there, Mr. Stanley Matsani.
Oh, Mr. Stanley. Yes. In the keys. So, on the keys, rather. Yeah.
So I think when you have someone who knows what they're doing, it will be a very smooth one. So, yeah, it's been a smooth journey for me. And also, like, the reviews and the comments that I'm getting from people, it's actually like deep, because people call you saying, you know what, I've been going through a rough patch and I had to listen to your song.
Oh, wow.
And it just brought me closer to God.
Sure.
You know, and yeah, I just started feeling better after listening to your song. So, well, me doing this music, it's to touch people's hearts and also to bring them closer to God.
Yeah.
I think that's my main reason. That's why I even started with this song.
Sure.
It's lift me up and bring me closer to God. So that's my main aim, to bring people closer to God. And I think with the reviews that I've been getting, God is doing wonders with the song.
Sure.
Yeah.
And the highlights, that one point where you realize, you're like, you know what, you know, no, normally we know that God is using us,
mm-hmm.
but you get to the peak, as David would say, you sort of climb up to the mountain and you recognize, you're like, but wow, this God is good.
Mm.
When was that wow moment for you in your career?
So it was at a church conference, our church, the church that I currently go to,
yes,
Calvary Revival Center.
Hallelujah.
So, you know, sometimes when you sing, you just feel like you're just singing and you don't know you actually like doing a something even deeper than singing. You touching people's lives. So at that church conference, that's when I saw that, you know, I can actually, like, God actually wants to use me to touch people's hearts, you know. So, yeah, that's where I realized at the church conference.
Not only are you touching people's lives, you also are moving them right now. I got a couple of messages on our WhatsApp line. One says, I'm just enjoying the Tsonga hymns, reminding us of our grannies. Another one from Kensani says, her voice is soothing. I'm revived right now with the beautiful Tsonga hymns. What a beautiful way to start the day. With that being said, our next worship song, before we play the single, yes, before we get into the single, we must talk about it first. But this next one that you're about to usher in, what does it mean to you?
So it talks about prayer and how... how nice praying is. It gives you strength. It talks about so it talks about how important and how revived one will be after praying. So yeah, it's just about being in a
in worship with
him. In worship with God.
Hallelujah.
Yes. And how important that is and what that does to you.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
The floor is yours. Mm-hmm.
This is the Capricorn Revival with Mpoma Gwabeni on Capricorn FM.
Way
mo ya wo kwetima mukonge leriwa hanga zidonzi seku kongela nikuswi tolo ve eshi undleni shami kongelo zivona zivona na na ye watsine lela wanzirulisa biluitwa ku wis eshi undleni shami kongelo zivona na na yeso zivona na na watsinelela wanzirulisa yeso wanzirulisa yeso Biluyi twaku wi eshi undleni shami kongelo nzibonana watsinelela wanzirulisa yeso
Capricorn FM, Limpopo's hottest frequency. Hashtag, this is the Capricorn Live Revival. Francesca Ricotto. Does her voice ever like become aggressive, Diambori? You know, she's so soft-spoken, Papa Ricotto. Does it happen that sometimes you forget the washing on the floor and the voice escalates a bit? In under the anointing, of course. No, don't answer that one. It's fine. We've got one last single that you want to to share with us. Tell me a little bit about it.
Well, like I mentioned, that the title of the song is Nzitlakuse, meaning lift me up.
Oh, God.
Yeah, so it talks about being closer to God. Mm. And how, let me just put it in a scenario.
Sure.
So before, let's say maybe myself, let me talk about myself before I... like got closer to God. It talks about how life is a mess,
sure,
and how confused one can be, or how confused I was before I could get closer to God, and how now that I'm lifted up and closer to God, things are just smooth.
Things are smooth.
Yeah. So that's, yeah.
I look forward to it.
Yeah.
I look forward to it. This one will be a backing track.
Kongela hosi awunzi tla kuse zikongoma emahleni zitlanduka entabeni zirikari zikongela hosi awunzi tla kuse
Amazing way to wrap up Capricorn Revival on Capricorn FM, Limpopo's hottest frequency from 6 until 10 a.m. in the morning. How do we get more of such worship, Francesca Ricotto? How do we get more?
Well, the single is in all streaming platforms, so you can get it on iTunes, YouTube Music, Deezer, Spotify, so you can just search Francesca Ricotto Zetlakuse.
Oh, fantastic. And how do we get a hold of you for church conferences and youth ministry?
You can send an email to Cesca, so that's C-E-S-C-A underscore Lala, L-A-L-A, at iCloud.com. So Cesca underscore Lala at iCloud.com.
I'd like to say this and release this upon your life. May God bless you and may God keep you.
Amen.
May God shine His light upon you and may He grant you peace.
Amen.
May God lift up your countenance against you and allow you to worship Him freely. May God continue to multiply, whether it be in your music industry, in your union, in your finances. May God multiply and elevate you.
Amen.
May you become a banner that the province uses as a reference for a ministry that is unshakable. May God continue to have his light and his hand over you and your children and your children's children and their children.
Amen.
And may you continue to be a light unto the world.
Amen.
My Father, my God, we thank you for this time that we've had with you, O God. We thank you that you are a God who's able to sustain, who's able to keep, and who's able. Father, we thank you that in this day that you have made, indeed we shall rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you that great exploits are a part of our portion this week, O God. As we declare this week victorious before us, O God, we are victorious going in and we are victorious going out. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Father, we thank you. And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest and abide with us now, even forevermore. In all that we do, may we arise and shine, for your light has come. And the glory of God is upon us. May we keep on shining. I seal this prayer with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
And amen.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.